Hi everyone, it's Tom from Tomelier here for your fortnightly look at the world of wine, along with a few great recommendations. I hope you're all keeping well. Now, last time I was with you, we spoke about Malbec, and I picked out a few of my favourite Malbecs to coincide with International Malbec Day. Now, Malbec is not alone in having its own special day. Today is actually International Pinot Grigio Day, but we're going to fast forward a few days to May the 21st, and look at some Chardonnay, because you've guessed it is International Chardonnay Day. Now, if you're disappointed I'm not doing Pinot Grigio, then please check out our Instagram, where we did a live tasting of a really good little Pinot Grigio last week, and that's up there for you to have a look at, maybe get some ideas of Pinot Grigio you'd like to try. But anyway, to Chardonnay. It's perhaps one of the world's most loved and most hated grapes. Some of you out there probably part of what we call the ABC Club, or the Anything But Chardonnay Club. We certainly encounter a lot of people when we do our tastings who say, I don't want Chardonnay. Now, I suspect that's probably to do with drinking too much rich, creamy and oaky Australian Chardonnay in the 80s and the 90s. However, I'm here today to talk to you about trying Chardonnay again and to pick out three brilliant uses of the grape in different styles. Chardonnay is an incredibly versatile grape, and it's also very impressionable to what a winemaker does to it in the winery. It can grow in a variety of climates, and the climate it grows in really does affect the flavours that you pick up in the finished wine. So in a cool climate, you tend to pick up a lot of apple and citrus flavours. As you warm up, more stone fruity, so peach and nectarine. And in the really warm climates, those flavours move much more to the tropical side of things, so things like mango and pineapple. The winemaker can also do a lot of clever, fancy bits of winemaking skill to affect the finished article. The biggest one of those is the use of oak, and by that I mean when they ferment the wine in oak barrels or even age the wine in oak barrels. It can have a really tremendous effect on the finished article. The versatility of this wonderful grape really does mean there's a wine out there for everyone. So I'm going to look at these wines, and first up I'm going to go to the unoaked style. And for that I've gone to Tesco and picked up this Mâcon Village Chardonnay for £8. Now Mâcon is an area in the southernmost point of Burgundy. Burgundy, obviously being France, is the spiritual home of the Chardonnay grape. And throughout Burgundy they produce various styles of Chardonnay. Now, Mâcon, as a general rule of thumb, will pretty much be an unoaked style. So if you see that on a label, you can be fairly confidently guess that there's not been any oak in there if you don't like oak. So I've got a glass in front of me now, and this is the one I'm going to taste with you today. So give us a little pour, lovely stuff. Screw top, as you heard on there. So it's very crisp and it's very dry. And the fruit flavours in there are quite light. So it's a little bit of pear, lemon again, perhaps a touch of that peachy flavour that I mentioned starting on, as we are in the warmer climes of Burgundy, but it is very, very refreshing. It's an easy-going style of wine. It's nice and light. It's very, very approachable, both in terms of an aperitif drink, or even to go with maybe a nice summery chicken salad or something along those lines. Lovely and fresh, lovely and crisp, and no oak whatsoever. So if you don't like an oaky wine, give this one a go and see what you think of Chardonnay. Now, that does not mean that people out there don't like oaky Chardonnays. And the style of oaky Chardonnay has changed considerably throughout the years. And over the last 10, 15 years, winemakers use oak a lot more sparingly. Very gentle use of oak, but enough so that the wine does pick up those key oaky characteristics. Now, to showcase an oaky style of Chardonnay, I've gone to Asda and I've picked up their extra special Chardonnay from Barossa Valley. Barossa being a nice, warm, wine-growing climate, very close to Adelaide. When I say very close, 60 miles, but close in Australian terms. So this has had some oak use in it. And the effect of that oak use is noticeable both on the nose. When you smell it, you do get a very, very subtle vanilla-y, nutty flavour coming out, and that comes from the oak. But you do still get fruit flavours. Now, Barossa being warm, the fruit flavours are a lot more tropical, so there's definitely definitely mango coming out there, still a lot of peach. And that oak then flows through on the finish. It's got a lovely, almost almondy, vanilla-y butteriness going through on there as well. Still got a lot of acidity in there, so it is still quite a thirst quenching wine, but it's definitely a richer style than the first wine that we opened. For me, this will stand up a lot better if you want to go for sort of a more of a roast style chicken, so your traditional Sunday lunch. This will be a cracking bottle. So that's from Asda, and that's only £7 at the moment. I think it's excellent value for that. Now, my third and final wine choice today is a bit of a treat wine. And that's because a lot of people who say they don't like Chardonnay do love champagne. And Chardonnay is one of the key grapes in champagne. What I've picked up for you today is a Blanc de Blanc champagne. So that means they only use white grapes in that. The other grapes are going into champagne are Pinot Noir and Pinot Meunier, which are both red grapes. So this bottle here, the Drapier Blanc de Blanc, available from Majestic Wine for about £35, is solely made with white grapes. 95% of that being Chardonnay, and it's topped up with a tiny little dose of Pinot Blanc, or as it's known in Champagne, Blanc Vray. Now, I do have a soft spot for Blanc de Blanc champagnes. As I said, it is a bit of a treat wine, but hey, we're all locked up, so why not treat yourself? Compared to a lot of, say, normal Brut champagnes, it is very clean. It's very, very crisp and light and zingy. It's got a really lovely mineral style to it, but also a nice sort of flowing through floral notes, a white blossom. And that yeastiness that you pick up with champagne is almost like a very soft, donutty biscuitiness. Just a brilliant wine, in my opinion. Well worth investing in if you want to treat yourself as we're all stuck indoors. So they are my three favourite Chardonnays in different styles out there on the market right now. So Mâcon Village from Tesco for £8 if you're looking for the un-oak style. The Asda Extra Special, £7 from the Barossa Valley. And if you're looking at treating yourself and you don't think you like Chardonnay but you love champagne, then pick up the Drapier Blanc de Blanc for £35. So that's all from me. Obviously, there's extra information available on our website, tomelier.co.uk, which is T-O-M-E-L-I-E-R. And also check out our social media feeds for more videos. There'll be a video available of me actually tasting all three of these wines and talking through them in a bit more detail if you're interested in that, going up online shortly. Otherwise, have a great day and stay safe. Thanks, bye.